right. Hear now the word of God. Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, they were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives. Then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. I want to talk about finding your purpose by walking with Jesus. Finding your purpose by walking with Jesus. Jesus is 33 years old. He's in the last year of his earthly ministry. All that he's been through up until this point is pointing him towards Jerusalem. He's 1 week away from his death. He knows what is in front of him. He knows who's in the crowd. There are people in the crowd, but they're not necessarily with you. There are those who were trying to tell Jesus, why don't you change your mind and not go to Jerusalem? Because Jesus, there's an APB out on you. And the jury is not friendly. They might be from Florida. Jesus says, no matter, I'm determined to go to Jerusalem. And on his way to Jerusalem, he stops by this little town called Bethpage. And another of the accounts says he stops in two towns, Bethany and Bethpage. And there he goes to the Mount of Olives. He stops by Mount Olive Baptist Church. It's a good thing when you got to go to your Jerusalem to go to Mount Olive. Or wherever your praying ground may be. Amen, somebody. Jesus knows that in the crowd there are people who are not with him. And before he goes to Jerusalem, even though he's made up his mind that he's definitely going to Jerusalem, he stops by the Mount of Olives. And he has, as you will remember, Jesus has selected 12 disciples. And all along his ministry, he has been working with these 12 disciples and others who were traveling in the entourage with him. And so they are also traveling with him as he goes to Jerusalem. And as they are walking, as they're traveling with him, they discover their purpose. The first thing, before you can discover your purpose, you've got to learn how to surrender. How in the world can a student go to school and won't sit down and listen? The first thing you've got to do if you want to be a good student is to at least believe that the teacher knows more than you. Hello, somebody. And if the teacher don't know any more than you, then he or she ought to be sitting down letting you lecture. Look at somebody and say, that ain't happening. And Jesus is the master teacher. And when he calls his disciples, he calls some people that he knew would surrender to what he was teaching. He didn't call people in the Sanhedrin. He didn't call any Pharisees. He called just some regular folk that he knew would surrender and that would be willing to learn from him. Do I have a witness in the house? And the same thing is true today. God can't use you if you're not teachable. Do I have a witness in the house? And in order to be teachable, the first thing you've got to do is to surrender. And everybody, I don't care how much you know, I don't care what kind of degree you have, everybody has got to surrender to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And if you can't surrender, then God can't use you. You got to have a teachable spirit if you want to learn your purpose. And so Jesus is walking along and he goes to the Mount of Olives and he looks over and he sees colts, a donkey tied. And he says to two of his disciples, go over and untie them. Here's the other thing is, you know, when we are disciples of Christ, sometimes we want God to tell us to do some big thing. God, let me go and talk to President Barack Obama. You ain't ready to talk to the Boy Scout troop yet. God says, just don't worry about doing the big thing. Just go over and untie the donkey. That's all I want you. But Lord, I'm smart, Lord. I'm better than that. Can't you find some? Just go untie the donkey. And if you untie the donkey, then you will be working in my program. Look at somebody and say, don't get worried about doing the big thing. Just do what you can do. Just do a little bit for the master. And if you do a little bit for the master, he'll elevate you. Do I have a witness in the room? He will promote you. The disciples, text says that Jesus is walking and he goes to Bethpage. He looks over. He doesn't say which two disciples he sent. He doesn't tell you, just said he sent two disciples. I doubt it was Peter. He was chairman of the board. I doubt it was Judas. I don't know who it was, but he sent two, and they obeyed him. Here's the other thing. If you want to develop, if you want to get your purpose right, you've got to learn how to obey the Lord. You got to learn how to surrender. You got to learn how to do the little things. You got to learn how to obey. Now, you know how some of us are. The Lord tells us to go do something and we think we're above that. We're going to start trying to reassign it. We're going to try to reassign it. And sometimes when you are reassign stuff, then you miss your own blessing. You don't know how God was orchestrating stuff. You don't know how he had the divine plan already in place. Then if you're just faithful and if you're just obedient, you don't know who you're going to meet. I didn't have any idea I was going to meet Herman Cain.
But I met him down there. And you don't know who God's going to place along the journey that can be a blessing in your lifestyle somewhere. And it might not be your particular person, but the Lord can bless you with somebody you don't agree. Do you have a witness? Do I have a witness in the house? You don't know how God's going to work it out. You just go untie the donkey.
Then the text says, Jesus is King of Kings, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. And if it had been me that the Lord told to go untie the donkey, and I was saying, well, Jesus, you God's son. You don't need to be riding in Jerusalem on no donkey. I just got back from Kentucky. I saw some thoroughbreds down there. Jesus, you need to be on a thoroughbred. Y'all do know the difference between a jackass and a thoroughbred, don't you? I can't explain it, but I know the difference. But the donkey, Jesus decides he's gonna ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, which is a sign of what? Humility. A sign of peace. And if you want to find your purpose, you've got to learn. You're going to walk with Jesus. You've got to learn from Jesus. And you've got to understand that Jesus was an humble person. And if you want to find your purpose, you find it by walking with him in humility.
So these two disciples, they find the donkey, and text says they untied them. Not much. You don't have to have a PhD to untie a donkey. But then again, it depends on what's got them tied up. There's a whole lot of folk. I'm not calling anybody a donkey in here, and I'm certainly not calling anybody a jackass in here. But I am saying there's a whole lot of people who are tied up. There are a whole lot of people who are bound. And God has called us as disciples to go into the cities and go into the villages and go into our homes and untie them in Jesus Christ's name. And when you untie them, bring them to Jesus and let Jesus work it out. Do I have a witness in the house?
Well, some people are tied up in stuff. You know, I don't know how long these donkeys had been tied, but sometimes people have been tied so long, they don't want nobody to turn them loose. They're comfortable being tied up. Been in jail so long, I don't know how to act if I got out of jail. I've been addicted so long, I don't know how to act if I get untied. And for those folk, you and I have got to pray for them, not scandalize them, try to put ourselves in their shoes and understand them and pray and circle them in prayer and bring them to Jesus and let Jesus work it out.
These two guys went over, saw the donkey and untied them. Jesus told them that if they ask you, why are you doing this? Tell them that the Lord has need of them. How many of you know the Lord needs everybody? There's some people that I can't reach that you can. There's some people that me being a pastor and me being a preacher and me being whoever I am, me being from South Carolina, me being whatever I am, it gets in the way, and I can preach to them from now until kingdom comes and they still won't come to Christ. But you have an avenue that you can speak into their lives. The Lord has need of them, and he needs some more disciples. He needs you and you and you. Go untie them.
When you get them untied, bring them to Jesus. So they went, They brought him to Jesus. And then the text says, when you bring people to Jesus, in that crowd, there were people in the crowd. It was Palm Sunday, and people were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Reverend Tebow preached the other day. He talked about there's a difference between a parade and a procession. A few years ago, I guess it was last year, I went down to Montgomery, Alabama, Birmingham, and they were celebrating, I guess, the 50th March or something like that. And I went down there, flew down there. I didn't march the whole 50 miles, I'm not going to lie to you. I marched maybe 4 or 5 miles. And I was thinking while I was down there, I was honored to be there, but I had sense enough to know it was different. It was a parade when I was there. Police were all around protecting us when I was there. There weren't no dogs down there when I was there. Everybody was laughing and talking and just having a good old grand time. 50 years later, but when Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy and Jesse Jackson and others were there, it was a different thing. It was a procession. It was a march. It was marching for a cause. I was there in a parade remembering. And in that crowd, when Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, there's some nice church-going people, probably, with their hats on, nice white dresses on, nice suits. You know I'm modernizing it now. Probably had nice heels. You know I'm modernizing it. But there were also some people in the crowd who couldn't stand Jesus. There's some people in the crowd that wanted to kill Jesus. The children were crying out in the text. The children were saying, Hosanna, 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 blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. But there are some Pharisees in the crowd saying, tell your children to shut up. I'd like to think everybody in here just loved me to death. But I know better. You just tolerate me. But thanks be to God, somebody loves me. And if it's not you, it's Jesus the Christ who died for a wretch like me and like you. And thanks be to God that he was determined to go to Jerusalem in spite of who was in the crowd. So, when you're finding your purpose by walking with Jesus, the first thing you need to do is be careful who you walk with. Everybody that says, Lord, Lord. I mean, I'm biblical right here now. Ain't going to heaven. Everybody say, Lord, Lord, don't know him. And young people, before you start walking with somebody, you better check them out. You better Facebook them. You better tweet them. You better check them out before you start walking with somebody. And if you walk with Jesus, I guarantee you, you'll find your purpose. Do I have a willing in here? And sometimes you don't find your purpose until you go all the way to Calvary. You don't find your purpose on Palm Sunday. You got to walk with him through the week. You got to go to court with him. You got to go to jail with him. You got to go to the cross with him. You got to hang out around the cross, near the cross. What a friend we have in Jesus. What about Jesus keep me near the cross? When I start walking away from the cross, I might do anything. But when I stay around the cross, when I hang around the cross, I get my purpose. I get my calling. When I walk with Jesus, when I talk with Jesus, he tells me I am his own. And the joy that I know, I have never known. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. One of the things that people don't like
When you're walking with Jesus, they don't want you to go all the way. George Stewart, our late minister of music, he wrote that song, All the Way with the Master. You got to go all the way. How many of you want to go all the way? Through hardship, through trials, through disappointment, through sickness, through unemployment, all the way with the Master. And if you walk with him, he will make you, he will mold you, he will develop you, he'll give you a purpose. It might not be a big calling, it might be just go untie somebody. And when you untie them, bring him to me. And if you bring him to him, in his own time, God can transform you. Do I have a witness? God can mold you and make you and shape you and develop you and give you a sense of purpose. You know, it's a terrible thing to be 63 years old and have not found your purpose. And that usually means that you haven't been hanging around close enough to Jesus. If you hang around with Jesus, if you walk with him, you'll find your purpose. Now, the purpose may not be glamorous. It might be just looking to see where you can do something simple. Why I gotta untie an old jackass? You mean that's my calling? But if you're tied up, if you've been tied up in something, that's why if you've been tied up, sometimes I believe that's why God doesn't fix it right away. Sometimes he gotta make us pray and pray and pray. And eventually, when my change comes, then don't nobody have to make me give him the glory. I've been tied up so long. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Do I have a witness in here? No preacher has to make me give glory. No deacon, nobody. I just want to thank him because I've been tied up. It's been so long, but thanks be to God. The other day, my change fell off. My shackles came, and hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be Palm Sunday. I can lay down my burdens any old day and say, thank you, Jesus. You brought me from a mite.
A mighty long ways. In case I'm talking to some young person out here or some older person who has not yet found your purpose, I want you to know that if you walk with Jesus, it's possible. Find your calling. Find your purpose. And your purpose is not just a parade Sunday. It's on the other side of Palm Sunday. The purpose shows up during the week. And the purpose shows up on Sunday. When the devil had counted you out, Jesus counted you in. When the naysayers said you'd never make anything. But Jesus said it ain't over until I say it's over. Jesus says it's resurrection time. Jesus says it's restoration time. Jesus says it's renewal time. Jesus said there's a bright side somewhere. Jesus said you just keep pressing on. New heights I'm gaining.